We're up to the Gemara, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. But we'll just review very quickly. We had a machlokes. Abaye said earlier in the top of the Amud that Mishpeder Rav Nachman, that there's an Amma of a Sukkah and there's an Amma of a Mavui. Both of them have Shiurim of Amas. 20 Amas by Sukkah, 20 Amas by Mavui. Those Amas are referring to an Amma bas Chamisha Tvachim. That's a Chumrah. Because Chamisha Tvachim ends up being that the Sukkah can be not more than 100 tefachim, because if it's 5 in every tefach, 5 tefachim in every amah, so it's 100 tefachim. Versus amah bashisha tefachim, then it would end up being, it could be 120 tefachim, because 6 times 20 is 120. So l'chumra you go in amah bas chamisha. So by sukkah and mavui, l'chumra is 5. By kilayim, the chumra is to say that it's an amah bashisha tefachim, because you can only plant zroyim when it's amah bashisha tefachim. Then the Gemara has kashas. We find other instances that 5 will end up being lamashal by mavi and sukkah. 5 will end up being a kula not a chumra. Lamashal, if you're going that the shear of sukkah is not roisha v'gubah v'shulchanoi, but the shear of sukkah is oirach sukkah is 4 amas. So that means you're being makel. You're saying the shear of sukkah can even be 4 times 5, 20. It doesn't have to be 4 times 6, 20, 24. So it's a kula also, if you say that it's chamisha, not a chumra.
That's a chumra
because
it can only be a certain...
It's a kula. It's a kula because the shear sukkah could even be 4 amas in length, which is a kula now. If you tell me the smaller shear of tvachim, of ama, is a chumra, lamosha by mavui, by sukkah, by the height, by the pirtza, so then, but it ends up as case of kula also. And likewise by kilayim, the Gemara makes the echatimtza, one of the cases in the Mishnah is that 6 is a kula. So the Gemara is two terutzim, but one of the terutzim in the Gemara, common denominator, by all of them is roiv are l'chumra. Roiv at a time by sukkah and by mavui, 6 is a chumra. Yes, you'll find a case where roiv at a time, 5 is a chumra. You'll find a case that 5 is a kula, so over there you have to go with 6. Same thing with kilayim. Rove at a time, 6 is a chumra. You'll find a case that it's a kula. You'll have to go as 5 in that case to make it a chumra. That was Abaye's teretz. Rove Omar, Rove 2 lines from the bottom. Rove Mishmeid Rav Nachman Omar, Kol Ames Ba'ama Bashisha. All throughout Shas, everything in Ames is always Bashisha Tvachim. And Ames doesn't fluctuate. Sometimes it's Chamisha, sometimes it's Shisha. It's always Shisha. The difference is, Amos of Kilayim are Shoichakois. There's two ways you can count and keep your fingers. Shoichakois means a little spread out. They're not tightly together. Shoichakois is like when you laugh. When you Shoichakois, you laugh, your mouth is spread open. So to the finger breaths are spread open. Not like this, but like a little spread open. That's called Shoichakois. Atsevois means sad. They're tight. So they're both 6. They're both 6. The question is, how do you count the 6? Do you count the 6 as soichakois? So by kilayim, you count them as soichakois. And by that's big tvachim. And by sukkah and mavui, you count them as atzevois. Now, the Mishabura brings B'Shem Chubas and Rashba, the naf community between atzevois and soichakois in this Amma, is the difference is a half a etzba. That's the whole naf kamina. Very small, minimal difference. Difference between holding the tefach like this, fingers are dropped, spread open, or tightly together, that type of tefach is an afkamino altogether of a half a etzba. And we show him say, there's a machlekes we show him, the Balamar and the Rosh and the Rambam, they say that at the end of the day, if you're going to say that by kilayim, it's soichakois. So there's going to be this ultimate kasha that we're going to ask, just like we asked by 6 before, that'll end up being a kula. It's not always a chumra sometimes. So you're going to have to come out to the same teretz that roiv at times. You have to come out to the roiv at times. That's how some Rishonim learn. The Rashba, on the other hand, learns differently. He says, you're always moided tzorchakois by kilayim. And you're always moided atzevois by mavi and sukkah. It'll be that one case that we had before in the Gemara where it's going to be end up being a kula. So he says, we don't care. Since it's such a minimal and minuscule amount, like we said, it's only a difference of a chatzvi etzba. So because it's so minimal and minuscule, so over here we say it's always soichakois, always atzevois, even though it's not always going to be a chumra. There'll be a case where it's a drop less, it's a kula. And a case where atzevois will end up being a kula. But here we don't care, tak, because it's such a small amount. And that's the difference between rovish teretz and abayis teretz. We tak, don't say roiv. Soich and atzevois say we always stick to the same thing. Just the difference is that we don't differentiate. So it comes out there's 2 days in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold that you always go Luchumra. That means it's not always Seich HaKoyz. It's not always Atzeivos. Sometimes you change it from Seich HaKoyz to Atzeivos. And the other day holds no, that it's not always Luchumra. You stick to Seich HaKoyz, and if it's a Kula, it's a Kula. The question is, for it to be Halacha, according to the first day, that you always go Luchumra, according to the Rosh and the Raman Balamor, you always go Luchumra, and Seich HaKoyz is not always Seich HaKoyz, sometimes Atzeivos. And likewise, Atzeivos is not always Atzeivos. So the question is, why by Mavi do you always go Luchumra? After all, Mavi is the Rabbanu to Kedin. What happened to the din of Sofik the Rabbanu Lekula? If it's a Sofik, what you do by a Mavi, which is the Rabbanu, it should be Lekula. So the Bihalocha brings, B'shem Dachroinim, that it's not called a Sofik Drabbanu Lekula. It's a Sofik in Yediya. A Sofik in Yediya is not called a Sofik Drabbanu Lekula. We have a Sofik, how to measure. Is it Tzerchus Atzeivos? That's not called a Sofik. That's called Sofik in Yediya. So mainly you can go Lechumra, even though it's Drabbanu Dekadin. The Michetz Chinuch says that even by Movui, true Rabbanon, it's Rabbanon de Kedin, but since the Suffolk is Negeya to the Rises too, meaning carrying outside, out of the Movui, so Mela doesn't pass the din of Suffolk to Rabbanon the Kula. And that's where you always go to Chumra down the line, because it's relevant to the Rises. Now the Aruch HaShulchan in Sim Shin Samach Gimel, Sif Kotten Lamed Gimel, he brings the Machlek Zushoinim, and he brings the Riff as Mashmidis, he leaves this out, and the Balamor, they ask on the Riff, why does he leave it out? But he blibes the Tzarchian. At the end of the day, Movi is a din drabonon. It should be the algemene din of Sofik drabonon lekula. Why would it be that you always go to Chumra?
Zog the Mama Meisvei. The last line, Daf Gimel Amid Beis. Kol Amish Omul Chachomim Ba'ama Bashisha.
State clearly in the Braisa that all the Amish that Chazal is referring to is always Amish Bashisha. We see clearly like Rava. Rava said that we're always talking about a Shisha. The question just is, Seicha Kois Atzeivos. Now, like Abai, it says sometimes the 5, sometimes the 6.
Zok the Gemara, Dav Dalad Amid Aleph, Uvavad Shelo Yem Mechuvonois.
But they shouldn't be Mechuvonois. Meaning that by Kalayim it has to be Sechikos, a little spread apart, the fingers. So Zok the Gemara, the price we can understand according to Rava. Bishlem el Rava, Kech de Lahavin Alolu Sechikos, Alolu Atzebois. The difference between always 6, but not Mechuvonois, means by Kalayim it's Sechikos, and by Movi and Zuk it's Atzebois. Elolah Bayit, that says that Kilayim and Suk, Kilayim is 6 and Mobi and Suk is 5. Elolah Bayit, Kasha, here it says in the ratio that Tanakama holds, Kolam is Omechom and Bamas Bashisho. Omolah Bayit, Emo, Amis Kilayim Bama Bashisho. When it says in the Braisa, Kolam is Omechom and Bama Bashisho, is referring to Kilayim, and Kilayim, I agree, it's 6. In fact, the Gemara, it can't be only talking about Kilayim. But Mektoni Sefer, it says in the Sefer in that Braisa, Reb Shimon Gamil Omer, Kol Amish Omer Chachomim B'Kilayim Bama Bashisho Uvat Shleim Mitzum Tzomais. But it can't be Mitzum Tzomais, it has to be Seich HaKoyz. So Michlal the Tanakama that doesn't say specifically Kilayim is Kol Amish Ko'omar. He's talking about everything. Not just Kilayim, also Mavi and Sukkah. So he's like Shver and Abaya. Omer Chabaya. So you're right. You're proving that Tanakama is talking about not just Kilayim. But after all, you have Reb Shimon Gamliel. V'lav mi'ikir Reb Shimon Gamliel, the koi kavosei. Kavosi, you have Reb Shimon Gamliel that says like me, that says only Kilayim is Shisho. It comes to imply that Sukkah and Movi is Takabas Chamisho. So it stems with what I'm saying. Zok the Gemara, v'lav mi'ikir Reb Shimon Gamliel, the koi kavosi. I know the Amri, Reb Shimon Gamliel. Zok the Gemara, so le'a abaya v'aretanoi. According to Abaya, that learns Tanakama is talking about everything. And Reb Shimon Gamliel is only talking about Kilayim. And Reb Shimon Gamliel stems with him that says Kilayim is 6 and Movi and Sukkah is 5. So it's Taka Machlokes Tanoim. Tanakama says everything is 6 and Reb Shimon Gamliel says only Kilayim. And I hold like Reb Shimon Gamliel. So it's Kilayim Machlokes Tanoim, Tanakama and Reb Shimon Gamliel. But what about according to Rava? The Rava that says everything is 6. Is there a Machlokes Tanoim or not? The Rava Milei Metanoi. Meaning, how did Rava understand Reb Shimon Gamliel? Is Reb Shimon Gamliel coming to say that it's 6, and he understands Tanakama to mean that Movi and Sukkah is 5? So, Ibezoi, according to Rava, Tanakama is also Machlekes Tanoim, Tanakama argues in Reb Shimon Gamliel. And Ibezoi, Rava is also going only according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, that says clearly 6? Or no? Lo Olam Rav Tasei Reb Shimon Gamliel is arguing Tanakama in that aspect. Lo Olam, Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that Movi and Sukkah in Tanakama is also 6. All he's coming to do is coming to explain that which you say that everything is 6. Tanakama says that it's 6. That includes Movi, Sukkah, and Kilayim. I'm coming to be Masbe and I'm saying it's Dafka when it's not Mitzumtzumais, Dafka when it's not Mechubonais, Dafka when it's spread out. Meaning Tarekama wasn't being masbir, what, when is it six and what kind of six? Avada Tarekama, Loilam holds that everything is six. Just, Shimon Gamliel is coming to explain. That which you say that it's six, it should know, you should know that by Kilayim it's six Soichakois, and by Movi it's six Mitzumtzumais. So that's the question. Is it Machlokes Tanoim between Movi and Sukkah and Kilayim, according to Rava? According to Rabbi, you don't have to say it's a machlokes tanoim. The only we can say Tanakama is talking about that everything is six, including Mavi and Sukkah too, and that's Takashita's Rava. And what's the Shimon Gamliel come to be Moisif? That Kilayim is make sure it's Sechakos. So Gemara, the Rava milay mitanoi. Omalach Rava, Reb Shimon Gamliel ha'osalash minon, amas Kilayim lo yitzamtem. All he's coming to say is that amas Kilayim lo yitzamtem. He's coming to explain Tanakama. He's not coming to say that other ones are not shisha. No, everything is shisha. All he's coming to say is kelayim should not be mitzamtzim. So Ibezoi, why does he have to say the word six? If Shimon Gamliel and Tanakama both agreed to six, so why did the words of Shimon Gamliel call amish omechom bekelayim b'amah b'shisha? Tanakama is also talking about six. If he's only coming to say that it shouldn't be mitzamtzim, it should be seichakos, so it's very repetitive and extra words that he's using. Why is he also adding on that it has to be an Amma Bashisho if Tanakama also agreed that it has to be Shisho? It seems to come to exclude something. So that means it's coming to exclude Movi and Sukkah. So we see it's a Machlokes Tanoim. How could you say that it's not a Machlokes Tanoim according to Rava? Dr. Gemara. Let him just say those words. What does it come to include that he's coming to say shisha lafuk is something else? My lovely mute amis sukkah amis movui. That those are five. So tomorrow limute amis yisoid the amis soivev. I found a pasuk in Yecheskel that means la'olam it's not coming lafuk kilaim is six and movi and sukkah is five. No, movi and sukkah is also six. So what is it? Why is he coming to say so many words that Amas Kilayim is Amad Bashisha Uvachal Yischaven? We're always talking about six. It's coming Lafuke a pasuk in Yecheskel that says clearly that there is a certain place where an Ame is five, and that's what it's coming Lafuke, not Movi and Sukkah, the Yisoid of the Mizbeach. What's the pasuk in Yecheskel? State as follows: Chsiv, the Eile Midos Hamizbeach. These are the Midos of the Mizbeach. The Amos Amo V'Tefach. V'cheiko amo, v'amo roichav, u'gvulo el svoso, soviv zeres, ho'echod, v'ze gava mizbeach. That's the pasuk in Yecheskel. Now the Gemara is going to explain this pasuk, what it's referring to, as follows. The beginning of the pasuk, it says, cheik. V'eile midas ha'mizbeach v'amois, these are the midas of the mizbeach, if you refer to them as amois. Amo is amo v'tefach. That means, what usually is an amo would be translated over here as an Amo V'Tefach. Because over here it's five. Because over here it's different. So that's, understand, if usually it's six, and by the Mizbeach it's five, so if you're going to translate the Mizbeach's Amos into usual ones, it will be Amo V'Tefach. Because it's not just an Amo. Regular Amo is six, but the Mizbeach's Amo is five. So if you want to translate the Mizbeach's Amo into what the usual Amo is, it's Amo V'Tefach. Because usually it's six, and over here it's five. And now the Gemara explains which parts of the Mizbeach are five. Cheiko amo ze yisoid. That means the base of the mizbeach was yisoid, a base like this tissue box. That's the base. This is the yisoid. This was an amatol. Altogether, that mizbeach is going to be 10. So the first amo is the yisoid. Then it goes in an amo. Zok du gemara va'amo roichav ze soivev. That means after you have. So cheiko amo ze yisoid. The first yisoid was an amo all the way on the bottom. After the yisoid an amma, it went in an amma. An amma we said is five tefachim over here. Then it went up five ammas high, so it's altogether six. One the yisoid and another five going up straight, and then it went in again. It went in an amma. That's the soivev. That's where the kahanim walked around a thin area of five tefachim an amma. Ugvula el svoso soviv. Then it says again there was an amma. Those are the corners. That means the corners on top of the mizbeach. And that's what's also an Amah. So it ends up being is altogether 10. The Amah the Yesoid, 5 going up is 6, 3 after the Soivev is another, is 9, plus the Kainos is 10. Zeh Gav HaMizbeach, Zeh HaMizbeach HaZov. The Mizbeach HaZov is the same thing. Those were Amah Bas Chamisha. That means the Olam Rav learns, according to Abaye, it's Machlokes Tanoim. Because Abaye clearly has said it's Machlokes Tanoim. Abaye was Machalok between the Amah Suk and Mavi was 5, and Amah Kelaim is 6. So if Shimon Gamliel says Kelaim is 6, it's like him. But in the Chanami, he's going like Shimon Gamliel. Mashmat Tanakam is going and everything is 6. He goes like Shimon Gamliel, only Kelaim is 6. But according to Rava, everything is 6. Then Afkamin is only Serchkes and Atsevois. So Lo'ilam Itzana Machlok Stanoim. Tanakam also holds everything is 6, including Mavi and Sukkah. And because Shimon Gamliel is coming to be Mefarish, that Kelaim is Serchkes. That's not Machlok Stanoim. What's it, Lafuke, that he repeats the Gans Loshen and he says Kelaim is Shisho? It's coming Lafuke, this Mizbeach. We over there was Taka and Amah Bas Chamisha Tvachim, like we said, the different Amas, by the Soivev, by the Yesoid, by the Karnas, those were 5 Tvachim Amas.
Those were all regular Amas, Mitzumtzamos, right?
Those were Mitzumtzamos, and those were 5 Tvachim, correct. Zog the Gemara Vaita, by the 2 dots. Omer Abchir Bar Ashi Omer Rav, Shi'urin Chatzitzin Umechitzin Haloch Lamayish Misinai. Meaning, Shi'urin, there's different shiurim in the Torah. Kazayas, Chelev needs a Kazayas, Dam, Noisa, Pigul. These different shiurim. Chatzitzin. We'll see in the Gemara soon different things that are chaitzitz or mechitzis, which comes into our sugya in Erevin. Halacha l'moish b'sinai. It's halacha l'moish b'sinai. Fact the Gemara. Shiurim d'raisa. Shiurim are d'raisa. Fact the Gemara. Shiurim d'raisa hu. Why are you saying that Shiurin Haloch Lamesh Mesinai? It's a fair Shaposik Shiurin or Deraisa. Haloch Lamesh Mesinai is one din. Shiurin Deraisa is a different din. So why are you saying it's Haloch Lamesh Mesinai? It's a fair Shaposik. Where is it a fair Shaposik Shiurin Deraisa? Dichsiv, it says in the Posik. Eretz Chita Vesoiro. Geffen to Enurima. In the famous Posik. So over there, every part of the Posik is telling me different Shiurin. Vomer Afchonon, Kol HaPosik Hazeh, Li Shiurin Nemar. It's meant for Shiurin. Rashi in Sukkah says, this shows the chshivas of Eitz Yisrael, that the painters of Eitz Yisrael are so chaviv that we use them for shiurin, for Isurei Torah. So it shows the chshivas of Eitz Yisrael, Rashi in Sukkah Davhei. But the point is, this pasuk is telling us that shiurin are the raisa. What is the mashal, the first part of the pasuk telling us? Chito. So come on, chito l'chitetanaan. It says, following Mishnah, hanichlas l'beis hamenuga, if someone enters a home of a with tzaras in it, the Caleb Al Ksefov, he's not wearing his clothing. He has his clothing folded up on his shoulder. The sandola b'tabois b'yodov, and he's carrying his sandals and his rings in his hand. So who v'heim t'mein miyad? It says in the pasuk, v'habol abayis is yitma. So just like he enters the home, he's right away tomei. You don't have to wait any span of amount of time. So to the Caleb are considered bol abayis. When you're carrying them, they're considered Baal Abayis Niks. So as soon as they enter, they're Tomei. However, Hoylovish Caleb is Sandolov Beraglov. If let's say you're wearing the clothing and the shoes are on your feet, Vitaboysov Betzboysov, his ring's on his fingers. So then it depends. Who Tomei Miyat? Legabe, the person entering, is Tomei Miyat. It's considered Habal Abayis. Vehein Tohoyrin. Achiyisha Bechdea Chilas Pras. The Caleb that he's wearing, the clothing, the sandals, the rings, are only Tomei after this man that it takes to eat a kedeh achilas pras. A kikar is, there's different cheshbonos, machlokes rishonim, if a kikar is 8 beitzim or 6 beyim, so that half a kikar would be end up being either 3 beyim or 4 beyim, depends what the size of a kikar is. But the kshir to eat kedeh achilas pras, this half a kikar, or what kind of pas? Pas chitin. And that's what chitin coming to tell me. The shear that it's metame is only the amount of time that he eats kedeh achilas pras. Of what kind of pas? Pas that's chewable, easy to swallow, pas chitin. V'loi pas soyrin, not barley bread. Mesiv, when you're leaning down, v'oichel b'liftin, and you're dipping it in the bread, so it's easier to swallow too. So that's what the shear of chit is telling me. Chit is telling me the shear, me the raisa, when the kalim that you are wearing become tomei. Because when you're wearing, it's not the pasuk of v'habol abayis, but rather, it's a pasuk that says that v'oichel, if someone eats in the bayis, so that's coming to go on what you're wearing is not didn't enter until it's there that amount of time of Kedachilas Pras. Only then does it become Tomei. But we see Al Kaponim, there's the first part of the Pasuk that Shi'urin are the Raisa. Now the Achronim have a very Geshmak of Kasha. I'll just repeat the Kasha. And the Teretz that the Achronim give, Shlomi Kluger and others, Sam Sefer brings this Kasha. There's a big difference between Shi'urin the Raisa and Aloch Lamesh Mesinai. You're telling me Shi'urin the Raisa? Shi'urin the Raisa, we know there's a din called Ruba Kekuloi. Right? If let's say you have Rover Kazayas, so maybe that's Ruba Kekuloi. Or let's say you have Rover of a Mikvah, that's Ruba Kekuloi. So, but Halacha L'Mosh B'Sinai means you need that amount. Ruba Kekuloi is Shaykh by Shiurin. Halacha L'Mosh B'Sinai is specifically that amount. So, Mele, you need Halacha L'Mosh B'Sinai. Shiurin wouldn't help me the Raisa because there's a din of Ruba Kekuloi. So, Mele, you need a Chiddush din of Halacha L'Mosh B'Sinai, even though you know Shiurin the Raisa. Zoktach Sam Seif and Shuvas, and he says as follows. When does Ruba Kekuloi work? If let's say you have a Rav of a minion that didn't daven yet, you have 10 people in front of you, 7 didn't daven, 3 did, so you have Ruba Kekuloi because you have all 10 in front of you, so you can count the minion by having 7 that didn't daven. But you're not going to say Ruba Kekuloi when you only have 7 people here. You first have to have 10. You're not going to say Rav of a minion is enough, let's daven with 7 people without another 3. Ruba Kekula means you have to have all of them in front of you. You don't say Ruba Kekula until you have everything. So Mamela, he says that Ruba Kekula would not work by Shiurin. Shiurin, you need to have the whole thing in front of you. You need the Shiur Mikvah. You need the Shiur Kazayas. You're not going to say Ruba Kekula because you have 3/4 of a Kazayas. Just like you're not going to say you have a minion by 7 people. Yes, you'll have a minion when you have 10 in front of you. 7 that didn't have it and 3 that did. So you have in front of you everyone. Then you can say Ruba Kekula. But before you have everything in front of you, a shir, you're not going to say Ruba Kekuloi. You need the shir kazayis. You're not going to say 3/4 of a kazayis is a kazayis. You're not going to say 30 of is enough for a mikvah instead of abayim saw because it's roiv. So mele shiurin, you don't say Ruba Kekuloi. That's what some sefer says. Others want to say shiurin gufa means you need the shir. Others, what's the purpose of the shir? You mevat levi shir. Shir is not a gay, just say roiv the shir. So it's posh that shiurin is you know the din of shiurin just like you would know by Aloch L'Mosh B'Sinai. So in fact, the Gemara, we know shiurin are the Raisa. So that's the Gabichito. What's the next case? Sa'oiro. So the Gemara, Sa'oiro the Tanan, etzem k'sa'oiro, if you have a bone, the size of a sa'oiro of barley, mitame b'magav amasa. Etzem, the size of a sa'oiro is mitame b'magav amasa. When you carry it, when you touch it. That means a kazayis is metame ba'oil. But an etzim gesa'ira is not metame, only b'maga b'masa. So that's eretz, chito, usa'ira. That's sa'ira. Gefen, the third part of the pasuk, kidei revi'is yayin le'nozir. That a yayin, Rashi says, that a nozir is chay of malchus when he drinks a revi'is of yayin. A nozir not drink wine. Right, that's his Kabbalah's neder. He drinks a vias of yayin, he's chayiv kabbalkas for drink being a nozir. Tosfos has a kasha right away. Till now, the shiurin are not for it itself. It's rather, you meshar other things with it. Chita, you're measuring what the shiur of kedei achilas pras is, pas chitin. Se'ora, you're counting what the shiur of the etzem is. Etzem se'ora, metam of magam amasa. So gefen, it should be legabe something else. Not pshat is that the gefen itself is what the nozir is chayv malchus on when he drinks it. So Tosfos argues in Rashi and he says, the beginning of Tosfos, pirush Rashi l'chayv malchus v'kosher, they'll have a dumi d'achina, the mesharina ba mili achina, you measure something else. V'nir l'pirush Rashi, v'nir l'pirush Rashi the sukkah, the pirush, shim ochal anovim v'chatzanim v'lovim gefen, ikal mandom b'revius, v'zeh b'yayin mesharinon, that if you eat a anovim and chatzanim and ulovim, you eat a salad. How are you going to measure a salad with revius? How are you going to measure a salad with revius? If you ate a yayin, if you didn't drink wine, you ate chatzanim and zagin, how do you measure revius? So, because there's machlokes, if you go by revius or kazayas. V'zeh b'yayin misharinon, how do you do that? Sheikach kois mali yayin, you take a cup full of wine. V'yosim boy alin v'lulovin, and you put in the amount that he ate. Kishir mashochel. And if overflows, what the amount that overflows now is a revius, so then you know he's chayiv on the amount that he ate. Right. So a mela, that's what it's taken negeya for something else. Gefen is the negeya that you measure the amount of revius of a solid by putting it into a liquid of yayin, and whatever overflows, that is the amount of a revius, meaning even though he ate a kazayas, he had a salad, you can measure revius by using the gefen, by dipping it and putting it into the liquid, and what overflows the shear. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the Omer. The Gemara tomorrow continues. The different shiurin are the Raisa, and that's in the middle of the Gemara's Kasha. Why do you say it's halacha Mishmas Sinai? Shiurin are the Raisa.